Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. The Word of God recorded in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. This is the word of the Lord. The church has been shrinking throughout America for a few decades now, and demographic trends suggest that it is going to get worse. The so-called millennials, people who became adults about at the turn of the millennium, go to church less than the so-called Generation Xers, who go to church less than the so-called baby boomers. It looks bad, and it's getting worse. The church is getting older and smaller. As more and more people, especially among the younger generation, decided that they didn't want what the church had to offer, the church responded by coming up with ways to make its message more attractive. They would throw out old hymns and liturgies. They adopted new marketing strategies. They moved away from a focus on the preaching of a preacher to a focus on the spiritual gifts of everyone working together. They did everything they could think of to cause the church growth, and the result was a brief increase in church attendance. But then, as the novelty of these new measures wear off, membership continues to decline. Why is it? I have a simple explanation. God's word is unpalatable. People don't like it. What God says makes people angry. It turns them off. What does God say? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. How foolish for churchmen to package the gospel in such a way as to make it attractive to those whose thoughts and ways are as far removed from God's thoughts and ways as earth is removed from the stars in the sky. God and we don't think alike. And that's why people don't want to go to church. That's why they don't want to hear what God has to say. They're not thinking the way God thinks. At the very center of what God has to say is repentance. Repentance and the forgiveness of sins. This is the very heart of the Christian proclamation. In St. Luke's Gospel, after Jesus died on the cross to take away the sin of the world and rose from the dead with life and immortality to give, he said to his disciples, as recorded in Luke chapter 24, verses 46 and 47, then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Why aren't folks running to church? Perhaps it is because they don't want forgiveness. The suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus mean nothing to those whose consciences are not burdened with their sins. The prophet says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." But who's going to seek the Lord and call upon him and seek mercy and pardon from him if he is not burdened by a knowledge of his sin? And why are they not burdened by a knowledge of their sin? It's because they don't know what sin is. Listen once more to what the prophet says. He says, "Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts." That's sin. It's what you think. It's what you feel. It's what you are inside. It isn't a list of do's and don'ts. Anybody can follow the rules. Following the rules doesn't make you good because it doesn't change what you are on the inside. Sin is not a matter of breaking a list of do's and don'ts, but sin is a way of being, a way of living, a way of thinking. And the fact is, here's the simple fact, is that sin is religious. The very heart of sin is when a human being places himself over God. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. God said it. They thought they knew better than God. Well, what is the most perfect example of humanity setting itself above God? I'll tell you in giving you a word that describes modern religion in America, and the word is syncretism. Syncretism is what we might call a smorgasbord or potluck kind of religion. You take a little bit from here, a little bit from there. You go through the line of religious offerings, and you will take something out of Hinduism, maybe something here out of Christianity. Maybe Islam has something to offer over there in the dessert tray. You just take it all together and you combine it. Because why? All gods are pretty much equally valid. Why argue this god against that god? Why offend the sensibilities of those who worship a different god? Because all gods are basically the same. This is the essence of Freemasonry. They think they're being very open-minded. Oh, we don't promote any particular religion. Well, of course they do. They promote a syncretistic mishmash, combining all sorts of contradictory religions into one. Why is it? Because they think their thoughts can ascend up into heaven and capture God. They take the position of majesty, and then they make God into whatever they want him to be. That is the kind of religion that Isaiah railed against. That was the kind of religion that led Judah into captivity. They couldn't keep the first commandment straight: thou shalt have no other gods before me. Syncretism is the sin of ancient Judah. Syncretism is the sin of contemporary America. Whatever we want God to be, that he will be. And so we set ourselves up as the determiners of truth. Why do people not want to go to church? Well, they don't want somebody telling them the way they ought to believe. There is no transcendent truth to which you can bind my will or my conscience. I can find the truth within. My religious impulse is just as good as yours. Don't say that you have it all figured out. You're putting God in a box. Don't impose your religion on me. I'll find God my own way. No, you won't. No, you won't, because his ways and your ways are not the same. Your ways center on you, and your ways will lead you straight to hell. His ways are the way of life, and his ways center on Christ, but you will never, ever come up with this on your own, because Jesus is the rock of offense that turns people off, that the very God of God who created all things should permit himself to be nailed to a cross. And he calls that wisdom. Wisdom is where the God-man suffered and died for the sin of the world. Listen to what St. Paul says about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, this runs counter to everything we think and feel, but this word from God does its work. It does its work, even as the rain and the snow do their work. You look outside, you see nothing but white. And we know for a fact, flash forward 2-3 months, and it's going to be a lush green. Now, Christians need the rain and the snow, just as the fields do. It isn't going to grow without moisture, and your faith is going to die if you don't receive the Word of God. Christians who think they can learn it, they can learn the gospel, file it away in the back of their mind, get it right, and then quit going to church. What's going to happen to these Christians? What's going to happen to their faith? What is going to prevail in their mind, in their hearts? Their thoughts are God's thoughts. Their ways are God's ways. Are they going to find forgiveness as they search for God in their hearts? Listen to what the prophet says. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and that is where he comes to us in his gospel and sacraments. That's where he's located. That's where we seek him. The church may not look like much, but neither did Jesus. He was despised and rejected, so is his church. But she has the words from God that bring pardon and mercy. She has the message of Christ crucified for sinners, who washed away our sin by his blood. She has that word that will produce fruit, faith, good deeds, a new heart, a new life, eternal life, not according to the thinking of the world, but according to the power of God. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We'd like to invite you to the services of our parish on Sunday morning at 8:30. We have divine service at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, and Sunday morning at 10:45, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston. Check us out on the World Wide Web, www.christforus.org. Tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast.